On Monday, Tulooksac Search and Rescue spotted Walter Hawk, a 43-year-old man troopers describe as a, quote, vulnerable adult. A group had boated 9 miles up the Tulooksac River when they spied Hawk a couple miles offshore through binoculars. Night was approaching, and the missing man was too far away for the group to reach before dark. Search and rescue member Jacob Napoca says the group decided to camp out for the night rather than shout to Hawk and scare him away.
These old people tell us not to holler at him, but quietly walk to him.
But when morning came, Hawk had disappeared. Napoca says this isn't the first time Hawk has vanished.
He's like that. He always tried to go anchorage by walking.
This is the longest Hawk's been missing. Before, search and rescue would always find the wandering man within 3 days. This time, he's been gone more than 2 weeks. Napoca says when Hawk disappears, he doesn't take anything with him.
No, he don't bring nothing. No gun, no knife.
No food, no tent. Before Hawk went missing, he told a friend he was leaving to pick berries, but didn't say where he was going. Napoca says the berries are what's keeping Hawk alive.
Yeah, he's okay because there's lots of berries up there. Lots of blueberries, blackberries.
A few miles from where search and rescue spotted Hawk, they found an old blanket and sleeping bag under some trees. They think Hawk pulled the linens from a nearby abandoned house and had been using them. The search team tied food and coffee in the branches, hoping Hawk would return to that spot.
Dry fish. We make 1 gallon juice and hang them up. Bread, cookies, all that stuff.
So far, the food hasn't been touched. Napoca says searchers have been leaving every day after work to look for Hawk. Bethel Search and Rescue and Alaska State Troopers have also been helping, and berry pickers have been told to keep an eye out. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.